On this week's episode of CrossFit Inside Out's podcast, we're going to start our series on goal setting. Part one, we're going to talk about why you should even set goals. What type of goals should you set? We'll also talk about some epic fails that we've made as coaches and how you can start setting your goals this year.
And we're back, CFOs.
Episode five.
Guys, I feel like
the beginning of
seven
is feels like 100 already. All the work we put into it.
So, we're here with Brandon, Brian,
you,
Alyssa,
hey guys,
and myself, Nick Wheelie.
I feel like energy's a little low today.
Energy? I think everybody's just tired.
Why would we be tired today?
Yeah, so we're trying to...
Three of us are recovering from France. Three of us.
That's wrong. What? So we're recording this on Tuesday. So we're giving Brandon B-Dob a little extra time to edit it and get it all ready. But yeah, so we're here. That was the wrong thing to do. So we put it on the Facebook, or the book face, as Brian would call it. We talked about, hey, what do you guys want to hear on the podcast? And we had some great, like, responses. I thought some really good responses.
Absolutely.
I think Jack Attack, who's looking through the window, hey, Jack Attack, brought up, like, goals.
Right.
So just... We're not going to share all the big goals that we have here, because we know people are listening. We know there's people out there like steal ideas, so we won't go into depth on that. But, we're going to talk about goals and what that looks like. So, Brandon, why don't you?
Well, I think when we first laid this out, we were talking about that's a lot of information to cover in a short 20 or 30 minute span about goals. And recently, we started. Process here at the beginning of the year about goal setting sessions, where we actually have as a process for our clients to come in and sit down with us for 30 minutes and talk about their goals. And all the coaches have done it with you as well, sat down and talked about our goals. So to kind of break this up, today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about starting those goals. Like, how do you even start that process? Why would you even set goals? So, I mean, let's just throw that out there. Why should you even set a goal?
The thing is pretty cool because I know I CrossFitted before, which was a great gym. And I think most of us would say if we've done it before, like we always say our first one was awesome. But mine literally was a great gym. Steve Pinkerton, if you're listening to this, man, I love how clean you kept your gym. And so that's one thing that I took away from that. You're pretty OCD about that, and it kind of rubbed off on me. But I wanted to ask a question. As great as some of the gyms have been, you know, and everybody's got a little different way they do it, I don't know that I've ever been to a gym that does goal-setting sessions with their clients, like, on a continuous basis. I know we just started
that.
It's something I learned through Two Brain. But have you guys ever done anything like that?
I mean, I've had not with a CrossFit gym. I mean, I've had people who poured into my life and had me sit down and write goals and things like that. And Brian, I remember you talking about, you know, yesterday we were talking about with your students and your professional career, you know, and getting them to set up goals. But as far as a CrossFit gym, I think it's very interesting because the whole point of CrossFit is teaching adults new things, right? And learning how to do new things. And we even have when people come into this gym to sit down with us to talk about joining. Sometimes we talk them out of it. They're not interested in learning new things. We almost talk them out of CrossFit. So it's kind of cool to sit down with your coaches and talk about, you know, hey, what are your goals? How are you going to better yourself this year? If that's the whole purpose of coming into the gym, you know, how are you going to better yourself and why?
Yeah. What about you guys?
In the old gym in New York, we had a goal-setting session just at the initial sign-up. So before we started fundamentals or startup, we talked to the owner about goals, but they weren't specific to life. They were specific to exercise, CrossFit, and goals in the athletic realm. What's different about us is that you're talking about goals for people's lives and how we at our gym can help them meet those goals in their lives versus the other way of goals for the gym. I want to deadlift 500 pounds. So I think that process that we have specifically with Nick that has with the athletes sets them up to be successful in life. A little bit about what we were talking about yesterday or last time was about doing CrossFit to get better at life, not to do necessarily CrossFit to be better at CrossFit.
Yeah, and I know too, Nick, like after the first of the year, you had all of us kind of like sit down with you one-on-one and just kind of go over like our goals as coaches here and even just like in life, like Brian was saying. And I know that's been like a huge help to me, just like having to actually sit down and like recognize what those goals are and like have something to move towards moving forward.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun. So I think for us, just knowing that for me, that's been really cool to set apart. Use that as a way that our approach is a little different, and I think we're just getting started. So I would say for the last year, I've talked about doing it, but it's so easy to think about something and then just not follow through. And then I think even after the initial goal setting, like really helping people follow through with it is a big thing. I know we'll start talking about that soon. But anyway, go ahead, Brandon, with the rest of it, man.
Well, I mean, so we talked about, you know, why even set a goal? I think you're touching on this, Brian. You know, if we set goals because we want to be better people. And, you know, the uniqueness of CrossFit. And, you know, I don't know of any other gym outside of, you know, I don't know, outside of CrossFit that does that. Maybe fitness goals, but like you were saying, you know, what type of person do you want to be? When you're looking at, you know, the end of your life and you look back over your life and say, okay, this is what I accomplished, or, you know, usually, most of us would probably look back and say, okay, what kind of person did I become? Would probably be the best goal when we're looking back on that. Not necessarily how much money did I make or, you know, how much did I deadlift, but, you know, the most important thing was, you know, how did I treat my family? How did I treat my kids and my spouse and my parents? How did I treat those around me? How, you know, what kind of person did I become by the end of life? And I think, you know, the goal setting session is a part of that. It's not just, hey, I want to lose weight and look good in a bikini, or I want to lift a lot of weight. I mean, it's all about becoming a better person from the inside out. I mean, that's the mission of this gym. So, I mean, as far as saying, let me ask you guys, what type of goals, if we're looking at becoming a better person, what type of goals should we be setting? Like, how do we even start that process? What type of goals have you set this year?
Well, since you already look good in your bikini, I decided not to have that as one of my goals. But I try to sit every year and write out goals and think about what you said earlier, connected with me when you said the end of your life. I often think of that. What are people going to say about us in the future when we're not here? What kind of legacy are we going to leave behind? I also like to take that to the present and say, you know, what do people say about me when I'm not in the room? You know, so that's the legacy you want to leave. That's the influence you want to have on others. And something that I learned recently from a good friend of mine named Tim talked about using your character to influence others and how that influence will have an influence on their lives and how they will see you through your character. So I like to, when I think about setting goals, I think about legacy. I think about what I'm going to leave. What are people going to think about who I am when I'm not around, either in the room or in real life at the end. And that's what I think about with goals. What am I going to leave behind when I set goals? It's not about a deadlift. Yes, do I want to move heavier loads faster? Of course. But that's certainly not number one on my list. When I met with Nick, that was number five. I've got a lot of things in front of that. And so when I think about setting goals, why do you set them was your question. I think about legacy. And I think about what we're going to leave behind for the next generation to think about us when we were here. And what that next generation will learn from me as they impact their next generation. So that's why I set goals.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and for me, kind of going off of what Brian said, I mean, I definitely think all that is super important and, like, a really good point. But I just think, for me, I'm very task-oriented as well. That's just kind of in my personality. So for me, it's if I set a big goal, so maybe it's, you know, I want to run a marathon sometime this year. For me, it kind of helps to break it down into, like, smaller short-term goals, ones that seem maybe more approachable or things that I can kind of accomplish sooner because there's kind of that instant gratification with it. You know, it kind of keeps you moving forward. So I think,
like a bright spot.
Yeah, like a bright spot, exactly. It gives you a little, you know, a little celebration, something kind of like a win, I guess, for that week or that month. So I think, yeah, just picking a big goal, especially one that maybe seems more long-term and kind of breaking it down into smaller short-term goals that just seem more attackable or approachable, I guess.
Yeah.
I like that task-oriented piece, you know, and I connected with that with regard to our workout yesterday. You know, I had a really good goal for that yesterday, and my goal wasn't a time. My goal wasn't what to get in the end. My goal was to stick to the plan that I created. I took a lot of time to set a plan for yesterday, which is something we talked about in my barbell clinic. I had a plan. Brandon helped me stick to that plan because he was coaching me through the workout. And my only goal was to stick to the plan, knowing that the outcome, hoping the outcome would be positive. It turned out to be positive. But I that task-oriented, I like that. I like the way you said that, Alyssa, because that really connects with me. You know, mini steps along the way to meet the big goal.
Well, I think that's a beautiful picture of setting goals. Why we set goals is not as much, you know, obviously we want to meet the goal. You know, we, like, let's say it's a 500-pound deadlift. Like, we want to hit that 500-pound deadlift. And when we hit it, it's going to be awesome. But it's almost the process leading up to it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're at 200-pound deadlift now and you're looking to have a 400-pound deadlift, that's a long distance to travel. If you don't have those short, bright spots along the way, then it's going to be kind of just a terrible trip. But if you've set short mile markers,
yeah,
then the actual process that's beautiful about it, you know, and then what you become through that. So I think that's a great example of, you know, why we set goals. I think very beginning to set goals, I look at it as, you know, goals are to kind of lead you, you know, through the process, but to lead you to the point, you know, not that you're going to arrive, but there is a point. So I would say it has to come from, like, a vision of what you see. So if I have a vision of, you know, like, for instance, Brandon probably has a picture of me with my shirt off, like, on his mirror, right?
Not on the mirror, but in my notebook. So that way when I sit next to my goals and I write them out. That's
right. So with my shirt off and my abdomen, you know, my abs and stuff. So if I have a picture or a vision in mind of what I want to accomplish, whether that's in my family or fitness or my business, at that point, you know, we build goals around that.
Yeah.
So there, I think the first step is to actually have a vision for your life. And that's probably just pretty deep.
Absolutely. So, all right. So I like that. So step one, have a vision for your life.
Yeah.
Can I throw in and maybe submit that? Maybe step two is to compartmentalize. So if the vision of your life is, this is who I want to be, this is what I want to become, then maybe compartmentalize your goals, you know, likewise. And so the way I did mine was I had my fitness goals, right? I wanted to be more fit and fitter or more fit. I feel like every episode, more fit. Every episode I deal with an ER at the end of a sentence. Of a word. So I wanted to be more fit in 2017. I wanted to be a better dad. I wanted to be a better husband. I wanted to be more successful in my career. So I had to compartmentalize all those goals into different sections, if that makes sense. And so I have goals that are under, you know, career, and goals that are under, you know, my personal and family and spiritual life, and then goals that are under my fitness life, you know. And from there, you know, once you visualize what you want to become, now you got to start breaking it down into, okay, if I want to be more fit, if I want to be more fit, you know, what does it mean to be more fit? And then set goals, you know, accordingly. If I want to be a better dad, what does it mean to be a better dad? Well, it means spending time with your kid and investing in their life. So, you know, how do I set goals around that? So if step one is visualize, I would submit that step two is, you know, to compartmentalize and actually section that off.
And that, I think that helps when you do have a variety of goals, whether it's like what I've learned with my business mentors, like fitness, lifestyle, profit, learning goals, spiritual goals, family goals. When you have those, you know, last week might have been a terrible week for your fitness goals, but you might have killed it and your family goals, but they're all leading to kind of one big kind of goal.
Right.
Does that make sense? So having them a variety, I think, helps along the way. You're not just focusing on one, you know, one thing. Because reality is you're gonna, there's gonna be ups and downs, ebbs and flows. So yeah, you're right. Step two would be breaking it down and having a variety.
And we're back.
These lulls get me every time.
Yeah. So, look, what type of goals? I think we've hit that variety.
Yeah.
Brian, tell us like what are some things that you don't have to go into necessarily your goals, but like break them down for us. You have family goals, lifestyle goals. What is that?
Correct to all that. And one of the things that I've done now that it's mid-February, I set my goals around the holidays, and I met with Nick early January. Now that it's February, if you have set your goals, one of the things that you need to be working on is following up on them.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that you've worked toward them? Have you taken notes? Do you look at them every day? Nick recently told us when he looks at his goals, and when I look at my goals, I'm old school. I like writing everything down. I look at my goals every day when I open up my little journal here that my wife gave me, this Franklin Covey planner. It's outstanding. I'm able to see my goals. I'm able to jot things down. I break my bigger goals in down into monthly goals, into daily goals. And you got to look at them, guys. If you haven't been looking at your goals and if you haven't reflected on them, you hadn't made adjustments yet, you need to monitor them and adjust them, just like we do in the gym when you're monitoring your squat and making adjustments. Your coaches are making adjustments for you in your squat. You need to monitor your goals and make adjustments along the way. If you have fitness goals that we can help you with, we will help you monitor them and adjust along the way. But if you're not looking at your goals every single day, you got to post them on a mirror. I have that beautiful picture of Nick in my book as well, Brandon. So I get to see that every day.
I love it.
So it's important that you're looking at it.
I actually don't.
You don't have one? You didn't get one for Christmas?
I didn't get one. No, I missed
that.
Jeez. Yeah.
Back to reality. Check your goals, guys. Look at those goals every single day. Put them somewhere where you're going to touch them every single day, where you're going to see them every single day. And build. You got to build time into your day. Another something that my friend Tim taught me was about margin. Building time in your day to figure your day out. If you're not looking at your goals and jotting something down about your goals, it's going to be on that piece of paper 6 months from now when you go, oh, yeah, those are my goals. And then you go, oh, yeah, I didn't meet any of them.
Yeah.
So you need to find that time to monitor them. Maybe it's a certain day of the week if you need to start there. Maybe it's a certain time of the day. And spending time in the book face when you're on your phone at night. Spend 5 minutes looking at your goals. Did you meet them? Did you go toward them? What can you do tomorrow before it's too late and you're running out of time and all of a sudden no goal for the last 2 months, you haven't done a darn thing? Find a time to build into your day, some margin into your day, to find a moment to look at your goals and see any progress that you've made toward them. And if not, talk to us. If we can help, talk to us. You talk to Nick. You set your goals with Nick. You can follow up with us. We're here to help too.
Let me ask you guys this, as you're setting your goals and you wrote them for this year, did you have realistic goals? Like, did you set realistic goals that you knew you could hit, or did you set some unrealistic goals or a mixture of two? I mean, how did you set those? I know you talked about bright spots and small milestones along the way, but like your big goals, I mean, did you set some realistic, unrealistic? How'd you do that?
I did probably the majority of mine as realistic, you know, whether it was like family or like relationship, fitness, finance, whatever. Just because, like I said, I am so task oriented. I do like to kind of see that progress or that achievement, you know. But I did set a couple that maybe were a little more like far fetched, I guess you could say, than the others. I mean, one of mine was just kind of just a general overall personal win, was to go skydiving this year, which seems, you know, a little far fetched for me. I know it sounds terrifying,
it's
but
not happening here.
I don't know. That was one of the ones that I probably need the extra push to do it. So just kind of things like
I'll
that.
Be happy.
Literally.
Yeah,
push her out of the plane.
Brian's coming with me.
If you'll go out there and throw the chalk around the floor, I'll definitely be happy to
Uh-oh. What about you, Brian?
Well, I have skydived, of course, before, and my wife actually got that for me for my 30th birthday, and it was an interesting birthday gift. Go jump out of a plane, honey. I love you. Was an interesting gift. But so like you, I said my goals. I said as broad. I've got five broad goals, but underneath each, I've got multiple mini goals in order to meet those goals. So I think in the end, I will be successful in some way. Maybe not 100% successful in all my goals, but I'll have wins, as you called them, Alyssa, at meeting some of those mini task-oriented moments along the way toward goal number one. Mini tasks along the way toward goal number two. Now, I might not meet every single one of those mini tasks, but I will have been successful in the end because I've got broad goals and little steps to meet them. I've already met several of them, portions of several of them. I'm on my way to my number one goals, which is being a better husband, being a better father, being a better son, being a better son-in-law. And I've got things I do every day to be better at that. That's a very broad goal, to be a better husband, better father, better son, better son-in-law. But I've got many steps that I do every day to do that. And every one of my other four goals, I've got many steps along the way. So I will win no matter what. I'm not going to win 100% because I've got a pretty specific ones underneath each that I haven't even come close to yet. But I've got many wins under each of my five so far, and it's mid-February. So I'm pretty psyched about that.
What about you?
Have a question.
How? What are your goals? Are they realistic or unrealistic?
So, like Brian was saying, I had a goal setting session, and I said it, and then some of the things I've shared with you guys, and I recently actually changed them, you know, like portion of them. So I think. I know we're going to talk about kind of epic fails in a little bit, but I think that's kind of, it's just the right thing to do around January is set goals, you know, when in reality we can set goals all year long. We can,
right.
You know, new goals, add to our goals. So for me, to answer the question, are they realistic? There are, I think like Brian kind of laid it out pretty, or both Alyssa and Brian, there are some very big goals that, you know, I keep them on my phone in my notes. And I'm looking back at, like, some goals that I had set back in 2013. And there's a handful of them that I can mark off the list. And then there's a big portion of them that I haven't done yet. And, like, if I were to measure how close I am, like, I've not even touched the surface yet. But they're really big goals, and some of these I wouldn't share with anybody except like my wife. So when I think we've tripped up on the realistic part, because one of the things that my business mentor said to me was, all right, specifically, let's say, you know, I know this is a weird thing to talk about, but like a profit goal, and it's weird, CFI is going to listen to me, but it doesn't have to do with just CFIO. It's whatever business or whatever I'm in. Just a profit goal. A lot of times when we set goals, we think, oh, it's got to be realistic. And so we just kind of like, just take the crumbs. Like, well, if I could just get, you know, if I could just get $5 raise, you know, if I could just get this, you know, if I could just do here, you know. And he told me, set your goal and then let's double it. Now, you know, whether I hit a certain goal that I've set and I've doubled it, maybe that's, hey, how much I want to grow in my membership in the sense of growing members. Whether I hit those numbers or not in this year, it's kind of irrelevant in some ways. So to answer your question, realistic, I think I have a lot of realistic steps, but my goals, if I were just to throw them out there to somebody, they might go, okay, you know. Does that make sense? So I want to encourage you guys that are listening, when you hear these guys, you know, they need to be realistic. Know that I've always heard if it's not big, you know, if it's not going to stretch you, if it's not going to make you become a different person, then, like, you may be settling for something. So I have big goals, you know, that I may not meet, but I'm going to work really hard at it. And then my big goal would be that my kids pick it up where I'm at, or someone that I'm mentoring would pick it up where I left it off, and then they meet it. That's kind of a broad.
No, I think that's great. That was kind of a leading question, because that's what I was looking for. Because I know when I sat down with you, I threw out some realistic goals, and you fired back at me and was like, no, let's set the bar a little higher. You know, because I think for the past 4 or 5 years or however long I've been setting goals, a lot of the goals I'll set because I know I can meet them, you know, and it wouldn't stretch me to, like you said, you know, it's almost like, you know, what's the point of doing it if it's not going to stretch you? So I really like that. So if step one is visualize and step two is compartmentalize and to set everything out, I would say step three would be maybe set realistic steps for larger goals. So set those large, you know, quote unquote, unrealistic goals that, you know, what you want to be, and then know that there have to be realistic steps to get there.
Yeah.
So maybe those mini goals that we're talking about, those bright spots and those wins, maybe those even have mini goals, you know, where every day there's a process to doing it, like you were saying, Brian.
Yeah. And, you know, can I just say one thing? Because I know different people have different, and I'm not trying to use my platform just to, like, preach a message. But when we talk about visualize, there's a lot of different things out there. But it has to originate. It has to be something that I personally believe we're all born with a mission. And so it has to set with, without getting, like, super crazy and super deep, it has to be something, like we said, that's real, and it has to be something that I don't think just happens on, like, January 1st we come up with it. It takes whatever that is for you. For me, you know, it's my go-to is, you know, my due north. So I'll spend time with the Lord, and I'll say, you know, and He's completely into seeing me reach my goals. So that is mine, and I don't know what, we don't have to get into what everybody else is, but find that place where it's just not like, oh, I just wonder what I could be, but like, what is it that we were really born to do? And what is that mission that we have? And then from there, I think that's that vision. And one of the cool things about it is I love the scripture that says, without a vision, the people perish. And that actually means without a vision, we go unrestrained. So it's like people just walking around all over the place, aimlessly walking without that vision, without that goal. And then obviously with the vision, we break the goals down, but so I'll get off my soapbox now, but go ahead. And we're back.
So since we're running close on time, next week we'll talk about, you know, right now we're kind of looking at, you said, the 30,000 foot view, right? Mm-hmm. Like, why set goals? What are some good goals to even set? You know, next week we'll talk about how to complete them and how to actually, you know, follow this through. Do you guys have any stories of, like, epic fails of where you set goals and just fell flat on your face?
Great story of an epic fail that I have overcome, actually, in the end. So my story of an epic fail was when I first started CrossFit in New York, I was very much into watching my numbers and getting my numbers high. Because as the old guy in that gym, just like I'm the old guy in this gym, I was thinking about, oh, these little guys are beating me in everything. But what's something I can work on and get stronger at quick? So I set a unrealistic goal at the time about a year and a half ago of a 300-pound squat. And I put that on the blackboard in the old gym in the corner. And, man, did I work at that squat by lying through my teeth every Monday when we squatted. I never reached parallel, and I kept going up. And the coaches were saying, you know, Brian, you're not quite getting to parallel. Okay, this was before I got my level one cert. And every Monday, man, I added more weight to that bar, and I was up to 275. I was up to 285. Of course, then we ended up moving. But prior to that, just before I went to get my level one cert, something hit me. And I said, my God, I've been lying this whole time. And I've been cheating this whole time. And it took almost like an intervention of the owner of the old gym to say, you know, Bri, I've been telling you that you haven't been reaching parallel. I said, you know what? I let my ego get in the way. and it was a total epic fail. I ended up stripping all the weight off the bar. I was below 225. I was hitting 185 about properly for my squat. And that took so much out of me to be lying for months and months and months. And then the ego of being in front of the guys again and doing a proper squat with 185. And I was celebrating inside as they were laughing at me because they knew I had been lying the whole time. And that took my ego. I threw it out the door. I got slapped in the face. And about maybe a month ago, I finally accurately reached that 300-pound squat, and it took a year and a half to get to that goal. But boy, did I chip away like a long, long chipper, and we finally met that goal. And I'm really proud of that 300-pound squat. In fact, so much so that I recently, when that finally happened, I sent an email to my old owner of the old gym. And I said, do you remember that article that I wrote for us? Because I wrote a whole blog about this story about cheating and lying about my squad. And he said, and he was busy, but he finally acknowledged the fact that, wow, that's great that I got that 300-pound squad
awesome.
Legit. So that was an epic fail, but with a happy ending.
Time out, though, for just 1 second. Is there a standard to squatting? I always just do, like, the knee bend and right back
that's
up.
All you have to do.
Knees out. That's
jump at the top. You just got to jump at the top.
Dude, that's a great story, and it's interesting. You know, I think even though it was an epic fail, nothing was wasted in that.
Right.
You know, you learned so much from that.
Yeah.
And even though maybe you could have had your 300 pound at that point if you would have worked on the depth and really hit it, but you learned so much from it,
yeah.
As much as writing an article just to be able to share the story
yeah.
and help people. I think if you could find that, well, I don't know if it's if it's like intellectual properties, but
yeah.
maybe you can write another article.
Sure.
But that's pretty cool. What about you, Alyssa?
I don't really fail at anything.
No.
Kind of like Nick. Like,
I was hoping.
Yeah,
just
we're a lot alike in that sense.
No, honestly, I mean, kind of following up after Brian's story, I mean, that was just, I don't really, nothing comes to mind for me, to be honest. That was just, that was a good one.
So good.
Yeah. I'm sure I have plenty of failures
yeah.
that just aren't coming to mind right now.
What about you, Brian?
I mean, I can't think of, like, I mean, when you threw the word epic in
yeah.
front of it, I feel like, you know, we've got to set the standard for it. I mean, I'll tell you right now, at the beginning of the year when Nick and I met, one of my goals was, you know, I wanted to read more books because I feel like I've struggled to read my entire life. And so I set a lofty goal of 20 books to read this year. And the first two books I read were under 300 pages. And then I picked up a book 2 days ago, and it's like 600-something pages. And so if I were smart, I would have just picked like 20, like, 100-page books. So.
Yeah, with like 100 pages of pictures.
Exactly. So you, it's just a magazine article. So, I mean, it's not really an epic fail, but it's just not proper planning.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that kind of goes into the goals. We'll talk about
absolutely.
That next week, as you know, proper planning goes into so much. I mean, we, so I guess kind of transition. Do you have an epic fail?
I would just say, when I think of epic fails, I think of New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
I think we've all probably had New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, you know, and there's just, and I think next week we'll talk about the follow through. There is one, and I think it's like Brian, that I learned so much from that it's not like I wouldn't necessarily call an epic fail, but when I worked with my dad, we had a construction business, and I did not want to be there. Like, at that time, like, I wanted to do something completely different for my career. And so I missed so many great opportunities to grow as a leader and as, you know, a son. And that, because I was so caught up in something else, that I didn't apply myself as well as I could have there. And so I look at that and go, man, like, if I could do it ever again. But again, I learned so much. There's a lot of things that were restored through that. But if I knew what I know now, and just some of my vision now, if I would have applied myself a little more during that and followed through and maybe had someone that could speak into me in those circumstances, I would probably be a lot farther along in portions of my vision.
Right.
So that would be, but I think when I was thinking epic fail, I was thinking like, I think the biggest we all can kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Relate to would be, there you go, would be New Year's resolutions.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess looking back, you know, every nutrition challenge I think I've ever done, you know, I mean, even now, like, my wife and I are almost, say, 2 weeks in, 3 weeks into a, you know, nutrition thing. We've done really well, but I may have had like one sweet thing, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just kind of one of those things where, you know, that was the failure. So, just to kind of wrap this up, you know, step one, when you're looking to set out your goals, visualize who do you want to be, who do you want to become, not necessarily what do you want to do, but who do you want to become. Step two, compartmentalize, separate everything out and different sections of your life, and make knowing that they all relate to who you want to become. Step three, set realistic steps for those larger goals. Lastly was this acronym that we talked about earlier. Make sure your goals are specific. Make sure they're measurable. You know, don't set things and say, I want to be a better dad, or I want to be, you know, more fit. Actually set goals like, well, if you want to be more fit, then maybe you need to improve your Fran time, whatever it is, or get a larger back squat. You know, make sure they're attainable. You know, set those realistic steps for larger goals. Make sure they are realistic. You know, have large goals in the end, but make sure you set realistic goals, and make sure that they're also time sensitive, that you're not just going to dilly-dally and not, you know, do anything towards these goals. Make sure you set a clock on it. We'll get into that next week. So if you were paying attention, an acronym is SMART.
Yeah.
Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time. SMART.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And write them down.
Write them down.
Real quick, here's a few things I think for next week when we get back on the podcast. While you're waiting, and this week I think it'd be good for you to set some of those goals, and we talk about a variety. So here's a few: fitness goals, lifestyle goals. What do you want to do? Where do you want to travel? Profit goals. If you're kind of a set, you get a salary, that might be a little bit more difficult, but maybe there's opportunities for you to make extra side money or something like that. But profit goals, learning goals. What do you want to learn? Like Brandon, he wanted to read 20 books. What do you want to learn? What do you want to grow in? Maybe some of the coaches want to get to level two, whatever that is. Spiritual goals, having those, setting those goals. How do you want to grow spiritually? And family goals. You know, if you're just you and you don't have a family, then we'll be your family. So how do you want to be better? How do you want to be a better
family member
to us? But how do you want to grow in that? So I would say set those, write them down, and then that way you can have something to apply when we talk next week. What are we talking about next week?
So we're going to talk about how to actually accomplish these goals. Right now we're setting them. You're going to write them down. If you want to meet with us this week, schedule a No Sweat Intro, not No Sweat Intro, a free goal setting session.
Yeah. Wait till after next week.
Don't set a free goal setting session. Wait till after next week. Don't forget, this Thursday we've got a watch party. We're going to watch 17.1 announced live here at the gym. It starts at 8. It's 5 p.m. Pacific time, so it'll actually be announced at 8 p.m. Woo! Nick has promised to do the first workout immediately following the announcement. No. So be sure to be here to watch Nick work out by himself with nobody else doing it with him. So come hang out with us that Thursday night. And then the next night is Friday Night Lights. It's the very first one. So that is coming up this week as you're listening to it. Friday Night Lights starts. We're excited about it. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for doing the podcast with us. And we'll see you next week.
Go ahead, Alyssa. Take us out.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Subscribe your
dog, your mother, your brother, your sister,
your grandma,
and your grandma.
I can't look at you. That's terrible. Drop the mic. It's over.
Absolutely.
Good
job.
Good job.
That's terrible.
You need
to take that.
Can you do the, hey guys, this week we're talking about goal setting and all that. Please, just real quick.
That's it.
But please, don't listen. Brian. Brian, you said you would do it this week. No.
You got it.
If you write it down, I'll say.
I like when you do it.
He's written down. Hey, guys. That was going to be the perfect one.
That was. I felt it.